You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch is in place for the area starting tomorrow. Officially, it's Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, and it runs from tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Monday. Temperatures are expected to hit 95 degrees, with the heat index reaching 105. Cooling centers will be running in the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Affordable housing in Milwaukee County is getting a boost from Madison. The governor has announced that the South Shore Landing development in South Milwaukee will be getting an almost $800,000 loan to move it forward. The project near the Grant Park Golf Course will create 20 new housing units. The State Housing and Economic Development Authority is disbursing the money. It's part of a larger $2.5 million initiative supporting over 120 units statewide. Maxwell Anderson will learn his fate sooner than expected. The sentencing hearing for Anderson, recently convicted of homicide and the death of Sade Robinson, has been moved up from August 15th to August 1st. Attorneys for Anderson and the family of Sade Robinson attended a virtual status conference this week regarding an ongoing civil case. Anderson faces a likely life sentence. The green and gold are giving back. Three Milwaukee County organizations will receive a share of almost $2 million in grants from the Green Bay Packers Foundation. Those getting the funds will be announced at a luncheon at Lambeau Field Monday. The grants are designed to help nonprofits address community needs like education and homelessness. The foundation has given away more than $12 million in grants since 2013. Avian aficionados are descending on Milwaukee. A rare kelp gull, typically found in South America, New Zealand, and Australia, has been spotted nesting on Milwaukee's lakefront. It's a first for both the city and the state. The kelp gull has a 4 to 5 foot wingspan with a white body, dark gray or blackish wings, and a yellow bill. More than 90 days in, and a work action continues in the Fox Valley. Lisa Hale has more.
United Auto Workers Local 291 has been on strike at the Cummins plant in Oshkosh for over 3 months now. The main sticking points are that the union workers have had no contract since January 29th, temporary worker language that's included in the negotiations, and mandatory Saturday shifts. This week, the Wisconsin Democratic Caucus of Lawmakers, spearheaded by Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh and Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton, signed a letter of support for the UAW Local 291 workers and sent it to the Cummins management. Cummins in Oshkosh makes drivetrains and braking systems.
With the state budget deadline just days away, the Joint Finance Committee canceled a hearing yesterday. It continues a pattern of delays in this year's process. GOP lawmakers had planned to discuss closing outdated prisons and reviewing budgets for key state agencies, but no action was taken. If a new budget isn't signed by June 30th, current funding levels will remain in place. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys high school baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA state tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for three seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Dankeschön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.